造神的教会。李定武牧师主讲。第四讲，一位传道人的塑像。今天的经文记载在新约马太福音第十二章十一到二十一节。耶稣说，你们中间谁有一只羊，当安息日掉在坑里，不把它抓住拉上来呢？人比羊何等贵重。所以在安息日做善事是可以的。于是对那人说，伸出手来。他把手一伸，手就复原了，和那只手一样。法利赛人出去商议怎样可以除灭耶稣。耶稣知道了，就离开那里，有许多人跟着他。他把其中有病的人都治好了，又嘱咐他们不要给他传名。这是要应验先知以赛亚的话说，看哪，我的仆人，我所拣选，所亲爱，心里所喜悦的，我要将我的灵赐给他，他必将公理传给外邦。他不增进，不喧嚷，街上也没有人听见他的声音。压伤的芦苇他不折断，将残的灯火他不吹灭。等他施行公理，叫公理得胜，外邦人都要仰望他的名。经文读毕。
弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to you all.
请我们打开马太福音第十二章。
Let's open our Bible to Matthew chapter 12.
我们看十七节到第二十一节。
We are going to read from verse 17 to 21.
马太福音第十二章十七节到第二十一节。
Verse 17 to 21.
今天我们思想一个主题，一个传道人的处境。
今天 we are going to talk about a topic about the portrait of a minister.
我们看到这段经节是从以赛亚书而来的。
We know that this verse is from a book of Isaiah.
我们看到在从新约的观点来看这段旧约的圣经的时候，我们有其特殊的意义。
When we are looking these verses from a New Testament point of view, we are looking at the Old Testament, and that is a very special meaning in there.
这边形容的显然是我们的主耶稣基督。
And in here is describing our Lord Jesus Christ.
他是一个神完全的仆人。
It's God's perfect servant.
他是一个大牧人。
He is the great shepherd.
在这一段对完全的仆人的描述中间。
And in this, when describing his perfect servant in these verses,
对你跟我来讲。
To you and me,
让我们成为一个我们要跟主相连接的一个榜样。
And set us an example how we connect with our God.
在这段背景里面，我们看到几方面。
And in these verses, we can understand the background of it.
第一方面，我们看到主耶稣基督在安息日刚刚医好的一个手枯萎的一个人。
Because we know that is right before that is that Jesus Christ has already healed a withered hand in the Sabbath day.
因为这项的行动而引起了很大的一个尖锐的反感。
And because of this, there are many people against him.
圣经上面讲，法利赛人出去商议怎样可以除灭耶稣。
And actually, all the Pharisees that they gather together and try to discuss how they are going to get rid of Jesus.
那正在这件事情之后，我们看到了马太给了一个神完全仆人的塑像。
But after this, we can see that the book of Matthew describes what is the perfect example of a God's servant.
圣经要教我们学的功课很清楚。
And in here, the Bible is clearly teach us a lesson.
对那些被召做传道的人来说。
For all those being called to minister.
我们将一直会受到撒旦的攻击。
We know that we will always have the attack from Satan.
就是因为如此。
And because of this.
因此你跟我在反应的上面。
So when we try to respond to this.
我们不得不要像我们的主耶稣基督。
So we have to imitate our Lord Jesus Christ.
否则我们就不值得那从上面而来给我们的呼召。
Otherwise we are not worthy to be called from the heaven above.
那么什么是一个传道人的处境呢？
Then what is the portrait of a minister?
我们请注意，我们看神怎么样开始做他的介绍。
And we have noticed how God tried to introduce him.
我们看到第马太福音第十二章十八节。
When we look at Matthew chapter 12, verse 18.
圣经这么说。
In the Bible it says.
看哪，我的仆人。
It said, here is my servant.
我们至少在看到这一段中间，我们看到这个处象有三方面。
So when we look at this, we can see that there are three areas.
这个仆人是神所呼召的。
We know that this servant is called by God.
这个仆人是神所恩膏的。
And this servant is anointed by God.
这个仆人是神所差遣的。
And also he is sent by God.
我们先从第一个观点，我们来看这个处象的第一方面。
So let's look at the first point.
首先，这个仆人是神所呼召的。
First of all, this minister is called by God.
我们看第十八节前半段。
And in verse 18,
圣经这么说：“看哪，我的仆人，我所拣选、所亲爱、心里所喜悦的。”
And it says, "Here is my servant whom I have chosen, the one I love, in whom I delight."
神用了一个字说：“这是我所拣选的一个人。”
And in here, God said that He is the one that I chose.
拣选的意思就是特别所呼召的人。
When you say chosen, it's somebody specially called.
所以一开始的时候，神说：“看哪，我的仆人。”
So at the beginning, it said, God just said that here is my servant.
我们的神呼召、亲手选择他所要用的人。
And God especially selected those that He is going to use.
作为神的仆人，这是一个最好的一个头衔。
And to be a servant of God is the most glorious thing.
17年前，神呼召我出来，说这是神的仆人，我呼召你出来。
17 years ago, God called me and said that this is the servant of mine.
神对他们的先知也用这样的称呼。
And also to his prophets, God used the same calling.
旧约里面神说，我的仆人，先知们。
And in Old Testament, it clearly says that these are my servants, all those prophets.
今天你跟我被选召出来作为神的仆人。
Today we are being called to be servant of God.
与历世历代以来神所拣选的人同样的同等称为神的仆人。
And it's all just like all those people throughout the history that we are being called.
与摩西、与大卫、与以赛亚同等称为神的仆人。
This is the quality of Moses, David, all those being called by God.
讲到王子司布真这样说。
And once as Spurgeon, he said this.
当神呼召你做他的传道人的时候。
When God called you to be his man.
那种地位甚至于不是有人要给你一个王位可以把你引诱出去的。
And actually that position is much precious that people is going to trade you with a kingdom.
英国一个著名的一个传道人马丁罗尔琼斯洛琼斯这样说。
And in England there is a famous minister, Martin Lloyd Jones.
他讲对我来说
To me.
传道的工作是任何一个人所能接受到最崇高、最伟大，并且最辉煌的一项护照。
To be a preacher is the most glorious, the most greatness, and most precious thing.
你看到圣经里面讲到这边讲到我的仆人的时候。
When God is called my servant,
他讲是我所拣选的。
I think that's the one that I choose.
接着他说是所亲爱的，心里所喜悦的。
And it's talking about, he said that he is the one that he loves, the one that he delights.
怎么样这个人呼召出来之后可以被神所喜悦所亲爱的呢？
How can this person after being called he is being delighted and being loved by God?
我们看到神有他特别的呼召。
We can see that
从上面来的。
Special callings, the calling from above.
从地上的我们的回应就是人顺服的回应神的呼召。
And on earth, what we can do is we have to submit to his calling.
人的顺服使神可以讲这是我所亲爱是心里面所喜悦的。
And only because of our submission that we are being liked and being loved by God.
所以当我们被呼召出来的时候。
So when we are being called by God.
我们心里面说是的我愿意。
And in our heart we have to say yes, I'm willing.
我愿意被你所拣选。
I'm willing to be chosen.
愿意被你称为亲爱的。
I'm willing to be called delighted by you.
愿我的一生使你喜悦。
And may my whole life be delighted by you.
十步真又这么说。
Is Virgin said.
赎天的呼召第一个指标。就是对神的工作有一股强烈的完全吸引你的那个意念。
And the calling, the most important thing is that you have to have a zeal to pursue what God calls you to do.
我记得十七年前神呼召我出来的时候。
And I remember 17 years ago when God called me.
我那种强烈的愿意蒙神喜悦而做他事工的那种意愿，强到一个地步，我不得不放下我的工作。
And my desire to serve Him is so strong that I have to give up my sacred job.
主耶稣给我们很好的榜样。
And Jesus Christ gives me as a very good example.
耶稣说，我常做他所喜悦的事情。约翰福音第八章二十九节讲。
And in John chapter 8, it said that I always do what the Father wants me to do.
耶稣也这样给我们的应许。
And also Jesus gives us this promise.
若有人服侍他，我父必尊重他。
He said that whoever that is willing to serve our Father and our Father will respect him.
你想到那创造宇宙万物全权的神会尊重一个被造的人。
And you think about what the creator of heaven and earth is going to respect a man that made by him.
全本圣经中只有这一句让我们看到神尊重人。
In the whole Bible, in this verse is mentioned that God respects man.
是当他特别亲手呼召他的仆人出来的时候。
When he specially chose those that he wanted to call him.
出来的人是顺服的来回应神。
And those that have come out to go into ministry is responding to God's calling.
愿意把他的一生来当做一个祭来献给神。
And is willing to live a life as a living sacrifice to God.
所以圣经在这边说是我所拣选所亲爱心里所喜悦的。
And that is why in here God said that is the one that I choose, I love and I delight.
天上来神来的呼召。
And it is from the heaven, calling from the heaven.
从地上来的上去的是人顺服的回应。
And then from the earth to go about is the submission and response.
人神同工的一个美好的一个表现。
And it is the co-working between God and man.
这一切全是恩典。
And it's all God's grace.
耶稣又讲。
And Jesus said,
我的食物是遵行差我来的旨意，做成他的工。
And my food is to obey who sent me and also to do his work.
主耶稣讲我的食物。
He said that my food.
那个使我能够饱足的就是食物。
And something that can nourish me and fill me.
我在世界上活的时候，那个使我饱足的不是我吃的，乃是我行出神的旨意来。
Something that in this world that makes me satisfied is not what I eat, but it's just to obey God's word.
这个就是处行传道人的这个处行。第一点让我们所看到的最重要的一点。
So this is something the most important portraits of a minister.
我们做传道的是神所 handpick 呼召出来的人。
And we as minister we are handpicked by God.
所以我们看到我们的主耶稣基督是我们的处行，是我们的榜样。
So we can see that Jesus Christ is our portrait and also us.
因为我们主耶稣基督，我们看到圣经上讲两次里面讲，神说天父说这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
In two times, God especially said that this is my son, the one that I delight.
一次是在他受洗的时候，一次是在登山变相的时候。
And one is in when he after he baptized, the other time is after the transfiguration.
只有我们顺服使他喜悦的时候，那这个人才能够被神所用。
And only when we are willing to submit to him, then this person can be used by him.
我以前一个老牧师叫 Stephen Offer, 他这样说。
And in the past, I have an old pastor. His name is Stephen Over.
他讲，当一个人的生命可以彰显出神能力之前，他必须先蒙神的喜悦。
And when a person that when his life can reveal God's strength and power, his life must be delighted and loved by God.
加尔文讲过一句话。
Calvin said this.
当一个人被神用之前，他必须先愿意被神所征服。
And when a person can be used by God before that, he must be conquered by God.
这仆人是神所呼召的。
This minister is called by God.